From the KBI newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. Governor Eric Greitens is bringing Missouri lawmakers back into session to pass a bill aimed at opening manufacturing plants in southeast Missouri. Greitens called a special session yesterday for a bill paving the way for a shuttered aluminum plant in New Madrid County to pay a lower electrical rate that could be critical for the facility to start production again. Representative Nick Scherower likes that the plan could bring jobs to a poverty-stricken region, but the O'Fallon Republican wants to make sure lowering electricity rates for some businesses won't cause consumers' electricity bills to go up.
So I want to make sure before I push the red or green button on Monday or whenever we deal with this, that it is going to be the right thing for not only that part of the state of Missouri, but for all Missourians.
The session is slated to begin on Monday afternoon. At a work session yesterday, the Columbia Public School District's Chief Financial Officer, Linda Quinley, discussed the upcoming 2017-2018 budget for the district, according to the Columbia Missourian. She said the district anticipates $400,000 in new revenue from state sources, but about $1 million less in federal funds due to decreases in Medicaid and other programs. Part of the new state revenue will come from the foundation formula, which was controversial in the Missouri General Assembly this year. Senate Republicans broke with leadership and joined Democrats to fully fund the formula. It adds $45 million to the state's education budget. The board is scheduled to vote on the budget June 12th. Missouri lawmakers will return to the Capitol next week for a special session. As Jason Rosenbaum reports, the focus will be on opening manufacturing plants in southeast Missouri.
Governor Eric Greitens wants lawmakers to pass legislation aimed at jumpstarting a shuttered aluminum plant in New Madrid County. It would pave the way for the plant to pay a lower electrical rate, which is critical for the facility to start production again. Republican Representative Don Roan of Portageville says the plan could also help open a steel mill in New Madrid County. That could be a big boon to a part of Missouri that's grappled with poverty for decades.
From Cape Girardeau to Arkansas and from Poplar Bluff to the river, those people now have hope.
Critics worry that lowering electrical bills to help boot heel businesses could cause consumers' rates to go up. The special session begins on Monday afternoon. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri Democratic Representative Randy Dunn says he will be resigning from the Missouri House effective May 31st. Dunn announced in a Facebook post yesterday and on the floor of the House last week that he will not be returning to the legislature next year. A Facebook post on Dunn's page says he will accept a job in Omaha, Nebraska as the executive director of a community development organization. Dunn represents the 23rd district in Kansas City and has served in the Missouri House since 2012. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens announced yesterday that lawmakers would return to the Capitol for a special session next week, meaning that Dunn will likely return to the Capitol before his resignation date. I'm Elena Rivera, KBI News, Columbia.